Question, sort of a question. I think it's a question. On the website, it says question. So, yeah, I guess it is a question. Just die, just die, just die, feeling that subtle sense of presence is prior to the feeling of the world. Before just die, the world does not exist for me, but the world exists globally. And just a little bit correction on that. The awareness that becomes aware of existence creates identification with the body as, oh, now this is my experience. And then you're asking, are you prior to the world? Well, the world appears in, within the consciousness, just like a dream world. So this you that you are before the knowledge of existence arises, on which projects the world. You're looking at it from this question as a body, or even as just an individual. You say, okay, maybe I'm just presence, but it's my presence because there's like an ownership of saying, does the world come first, or does the sense of presence come first? But the sense of presence in the world appears spontaneously, much like in dream. You lay down to sleep at night. And there's like no knowingness, correct? You're in quote deep sleep. Suddenly there's a stirring of knowingness. Knowingness then creates a dream world on which a body is projected. And there's identification with I'm this dream character, and now we're going to have a little dream story or whatever is happening. But the entire world is projected spontaneously. This is from quote an individual perspective because of the body-based knowledge of this dream world. The dream world is not true. The world, as you're talking about, the waking consciousness is not true. And so when you ask, is the sense of existence first or is the world? Like, I think what you're trying to ask is, okay, this just I feeling, this subtle sense of presence, was that there before the world? But that's again from an individualized perspective, because let's say this body is not. Does that mean the world is not? No, it means that from this telescopic view, there's no more experiencing the world as John or from the perspective of a John, or even from the perspective of the body, even if I don't believe I'm a body, just the scenes will no longer be appearing in this one telescope. Would there be billions of other telescopes in which are in the consciousness that the consciousness is viewing through that it may or may not understand that it is not the body form in which it's viewing and that it is just a telescope to view inside the consciousness, which again is like a dream. You're in the dream, all these little dream characters. They're not saying, oh, thank you for dreaming us. And we're so happy that this dream is so nice. Or, oh my gosh, this dream is terrible. I wish you'd make it end. No, because it's just identification with a body form. One telescope seeing inside this formless consciousness in which this dream world is appearing. And whether, like, if you see in a dream, this body form is dead, let's say you attend a funeral. Again, you very much understand that this body that we're all looking at, the same dream consciousness when I wake up, was the consciousness looking through all these other bodies saying, oh, so sad this person died. You know this when you wake up. Oh, there was no person. There was no me. There was no them. It was a dream. And so when you know yourself in a real sense, then all of these supposed body forms are merely forms that are animated by the consciousness that you are. And when you're not identified with one specific body, you're still having this telescopic view, so to speak, inside the bubble of illusion because the body form's available. You know, that's why when they say like the realization happens, the world is not. And when the world is, the realization is not. But this is only from the perspective. If I believe myself to be a body, then I'm seeing a world. If I know myself as the formless sense of presence and not even an individual sense of presence, just the space, then all of these objects are occurring within you. And there's no local identification in which to say, oh, when I'm gone, will this world still be here? Because the I that's gone is the false I. It's an appearance on the presence that you are. The presence itself is everywhere. It's the space. And the one that you are, in which this, quote, you are, the I am, the just I feeling has appeared because of the body is available. Whether the body is available, whether the sense of I is available, whether the sense of existence is available, you very much exist. This is your true position. You actually don't want to stay in the just I feeling, the just I, all the presence. Presence is amazing. It's like the best drug in the world. While you're identified with a body form and you're feeling this absolute bliss, they call it Satchitananda, existence, consciousness, bliss. Oh my God, it's so beautiful. But you have to go. Your original position is prior to this sense of presence. Because if you identify as the sense of presence, you might say, what happens when the body form is no longer here? Where does presence go? Like I'm feeling presence and I'm knowing myself as presence, but when the body is no more, where does presence go? But presence is the knowledge of existence which has appeared to that knower which knew nothing. There was no knowing, no knowledge. Sense of existence appeared because there was a knower. But the knower knows nothing until the sense of existence, oh, I exist. Now the knowledge of existence is there. And just like in a dream, boom, a dream world is created. Only we don't know it's a, quote, dream world unless we're laying down to sleep. Then we can say, oh, this is dream world. This is waking world. But when you know yourself in a real sense, dream and waking world are exactly the same. It's just formless consciousness creating forms, creating stories. When you're identified with a body, it seems like the long dream, I am somebody else. When you know yourself in a real sense, okay, this body's available. It's a telescope within myself. When this body is no more, there will be other telescopes. And the consciousness didn't die. And it didn't add anything. It didn't subtract anything. That's why we talk about the whole world, boom, gone. Just gone, obliterated. All the 8 billion people no longer on the earth. But it doesn't affect you at all. Nothing. The same as when you wake up from a dream, do you like cry about, oh my God, I just destroyed an entire world. Like all those people I was talking to in the park, I just blinked them out of existence. Wait a minute. It's the same here. When you know yourself in a real sense, there's no individuality. Unless there's an object to know, there won't be a knower that is created. But the knower is very much there, just nothing to know, because you are that. Again, like deep sleep. In deep sleep, you have no knowledge of yourself, but of course you're there, because without deep sleep, if you weren't there in deep sleep and you just took a vacation, there was no you, then where would this sense of existence and a dream world appear? It couldn't. You're a continuum, and these are states. I go to sleep, and I start feeling drowsy. Then maybe I'm dreaming, then maybe deep sleep. I have no knowledge of myself. In the dream, I have knowledge of myself, but with an improper identification with a dream body, believing myself to be someone in a dream talking to people and that all these people are different. It appears that way. When I wake up, I know it's not true. And when you know yourself in a real sense, both this dream world and this waking world, you're knowing this is not true. These are just states or appearances on your spontaneous presence. Jaguar.
So I've mentioned the blind spot before, and to me, I guess the blind spot would be equivalent to the seeming fact that something seems to be. Seeming to be is a blind spot because it makes you think, it makes it things seem to be. So it, but it's not true, so it's a blind spot in a way as to what. What's whatever whatever the presence is or whatever. That's I can't really objectify what seems to be nothing. You can't objectify it. So, but it.
Objectification of nothing is the feeling of the sense of presence. Because that then becomes the first object and really the only object that you're paying attention to. And that's why Nisargadatta Maharaj says, remain with the I am. That I am is the center of sense of presence, this just I, just I. So that is that becomes an object. This formless sense of presence becomes an object of your awareness. But then it turns because obviously, if you're aware of the sense of presence, which is the most subtle, and now you're feeling it like all the time through body form, you can just pay attention to it at any given moment. Then there's one to whom this presence has arisen that is more subtle than the sense of presence. That now, even the sense of presence or the sense of existence is an object. And that kills world, body, everything. All other objects are terminated because formless sense of presence becomes the only object. And you're viewing this so-called world as if you're looking through a window, and that window is the sense of presence. I am. On I am, the whole world is there. Presence, the whole world is there. Spirit, whatever you want to call it, whole world is there. But this is your perspective. Oh. First, there's this sense of existence. I feel this subtle sense of presence. At first, in meditation, it'll be subtle. But if you truly want to know yourself in a real sense, you kind of hone in. The awareness is aware, the consciousness is conscious. You're paying attention to the consciousness, you're paying attention to the sense of presence, you're directing awareness to the most subtle. It's like a magnifying glass on an ant. When the sun comes through, it just becomes very strong and burns the ant. When consciousness is with consciousness, awareness with awareness, whatever you want to label these things, there is a burning of so that I am that. Where the presence is or presence is not, I am. Because if I was not, presence, the most subtle, could not be. And there you have it. Boom. Realization. Do your job, do your duties, take care of all your responsibilities, consciousness with consciousness, awareness with awareness. And now the only thing that you can say you could be aware of is the subtle sense of presence. Scenes appearing and disappearing only because the body form is available. And you know, for a time, this body will be here. This telescope will be used to view the illusory world and do whatever it is you like to do spontaneously in the moment. But you, the non-doer, because you're formless, and you're not even formless, because you could say formlessness is now an object, the sense of presence, the one who knows this is your own self. More subtle than the formlessness, the subtle sense of presence. And at first, it may be just the size of a dime, but the more, that's why the selfless self-intoxication is like a payoff. You sit there and you constantly remain with yourself. You enjoy yourself, Satchitananda, absolute existence, consciousness, bliss, until this is known. This is my position. Existence, consciousness, bliss is here. I know this. And now you can't get hung up in the world because your main focus of your awareness is the sense of presence. It's no longer the day-to-day things or whatever. Even while you're out doing whatever, you're viewing everything through that world, through that existence, consciousness, bliss, through that sense of presence, that I am. Knowing that whether the I am is there or not, you are. That's where Maharaj says, knock, knock on the door. Anybody there? Nobody's there. Somebody had to be there to say nobody's there. You had to be in order for the subtle sense of presence to appear. If you were not, then what? Like,
Nothing.
nothing. Like, if you, nothing. It's.
Is that the idea of nothing, or is that real nothing?
If you weren't there, you could not. The very first, the illusion of duality is I exist, the sense of existence. Otherwise, you're just in your normal natural state, which, see, this is the most beautiful thing. Your state does not change. These are just appearances, various states on that you are. You know it doesn't change because if again, you disappeared through this. Waking, dreaming, deep sleep, the next thing, there's no gap. Like, there's no, like, oh, I'm gone. Oh, well, that's it. You just fall asleep and that's it. You're just gone. You don't even know you're gone. You're just gone. And there is no waking in the morning or there's no nothing on the other side. But see, you wouldn't even know that. Like, let's say this body form expires in sleep. You're not even aware that you're, it's just okay, deep sleep, no knowingness, and now no knowingness. And yet, because you were holding body form, you know, I'm not dying because I was never born. This body's gone, and all the bodies that sit around and cry on my funeral are my own self. One telescope out of you have a funeral and there's 10 people gathered around, well, hopefully more than that, but let's say 10 people gathering around crying about your death. And you know that all these 10 are just telescopes within your own self. Now, possibly each one with their own identification as something separate is having a body consciousness in which they're believing that, oh, that was my son or that was my mother or daughter because they're identified with a body. So there's body knowledge and body relations attached. But that is not true, even. The same as a dream. One of your very good friends in a dream is dead, and everybody's around crying and everything. You wake up and you know. Wow, that felt so real. Number one, I want to call my friend, make sure they're still there. Hey, you're still good? Because it seems so real. Emotion was there. Physical, quote, suffering was there. But you woke up and you're like, oh, wow. And yet you knew that each one of these people was your own self. Telescopes viewing from a different perspective this scene that was being created from the formlessness that you are.
You were saying it starts with a about the size of a dime, and then what?
Through meditation. I'm sitting in meditation at first, been given a mantra, or any mantra will do, or even just breathing in and out and trying to basically remain with yourself, just breathing in and out. Naturally, the mantra is running through the body. So this mantra slowly, silently, and permanently erases all these illusory concepts. And then this subtle sense of presence will be felt. And first, yeah, it could just be the size of a dime, and you look for it. In my own experience with this, before even going to Maharaj, I could sense this sense of presence because of working the program. And it was just a very small sense of presence, but I used it as an escape. Whenever things got really busy out here, I just put my attention on this sense of presence, and it was like a little escape room. I loved it. I didn't understand it at the time, but it was like a little escape room. And then, as this program was saying, I had to find a power greater than myself. This presence became that power that I prayed to, that power greater than myself. So, this is God. This is my God of my understanding. And so, this was constantly looked at. At first, too, I went and I started listening to like all kinds of mantra, bhajan and stuff, Om Namah Shivaya, and all this stuff. Just constantly listening to this and more subtle. Then I went to the guy with the Red Rocks beads, and that's where I came about with what was the name of that? Oh, shoot. I was just reading recently, but it was called something. He said that there's no way an American would understand any of it, but that it was a great blessing to even read it. And I remember, not so much as a challenge, but to know this better, I went full, like, oh. I want to know more. I'm looking right now to see what the name of the book is. Ribhu Gita, the
Oh.
essence of Ribhu Gita. And before I even knew what anything was, I just when I was on the bus going back to forth to work at that time, I would just read this and just keep reading it. I put it on Kindle and I just kept reading and reading and reading. And again, you start to feel, see. It's almost as if it's a two-way street. And as Maharaj says, you take one step, and the presence master will take the next step. You'll have to have the interest. Sorry, a little bit food body problem. You have to have the interest, and it's like magnetic. It pulls towards you. Like this sense of presence is. You're very fascinated with yourself, and yourself is very fascinated with yourself as an object trying to sort of be fascinated. Consciousness with consciousness, even though consciousness in this body form has the illusory identity, I am a body, I sense presence, I want to know presence better. That's why after going to Maharaj, you are not body, you were not body, you're not going to remain body, hand on the head. Mantra given, the understanding comes. If you're not body and presence is here, then presence is and you are not. So presence, believing itself to be John, went to Maharaj, and then presence in Maharaj, knowing itself as pure presence, told the presence in John, you are not John, you are presence because you are not a body. Well, if there's no bodies of Maharaj and there's no bodies of John, then there's presence. With two objects appearing within it that it's using to know itself in a real sense. I don't mean Maharaj, I mean myself, John. Excuse me. So that's it. That's game is over.
So then the what was a dime expands to be all encompassing, like so.
Your Your focused awareness is on the sense of presence, however small it is. It grows because in reality, what's happening, just like I remember I told Maharaj when I was doing bhajans, I said, wow, I just felt like I expanded into the entire ashram. Like it was the weirdest feeling. But it's not that you're expanding. It's that your body consciousness is dissolving. Without this body consciousness saying, I'm this body and I'm having this spiritual experience and all this sort of thing, you're, from the mind's perspective, viewing as an individual and a body mind, I am expanding. In the reality, there's just the dissolution of the false, because there can never be an expansion of the false. The dissolving of the false is a feeling of expansion when you are identified with the false, which is dissolving. It'd be like if you suddenly became the ice cube aware, you would say, oh, like I'm becoming this whole glass. But no, you're dissolving into the water, which you are already. Your form was the ice cube, but the reality is you're just water. So the illusion is my form is changing, therefore I am becoming something, but not true. And that ashram experience was powerful because it was so weird. I'm sitting there, I'm playing cymbals, and I'm like, it literally felt like I was just whoosh, like I just like just poured out into the whole ashram. But that is because the subtle dissolving, the layers of illusion were dissolving, the bhajan, the vibrations were shaking apart, the sensation of being trapped in a body form.
I'm wondering when that happened, did you feel warmth, like a sense of heat or warmth, and like a wave? Because that happened to me, you know, a long time ago, and it was some kind of sudden expansion, and there was a sense of warmth and like a wave going on at that time.
And so, I mean, for this experience, it was just literally like I just whoosh, like just, I can't even, there was no sensation of the individual body form. There was just an expansion. But that is again because of the dissolution of the pressures of being a body. To one of my very first spiritual experiences from having worked this program was I felt like I had burst into light. Like, and that was the very first time that I started to sense the subtle sense of presence, and I wasn't concentrated on John, his little world, his little problems, all the things that were happening. The mind was just clear just for a brief moment. And I only recognized that experience years later because this guy, Steve, he asked me, he said, so if you burst into light, what color was the light? And that's when I told him, I don't know, because I was the light. Somehow, some way, in that moment, I was the light. And that was a very early spiritual experience, again, looked at through the perspective of a body mind. I am bursting into light rather than in that moment, my body consciousness was not clung on to so much because there was this new thing in my awareness, this subtle sense of presence, this new God. And so I wasn't sitting there saying, what about John? John's this, John's that. All these layers of illusion. Because it traps you in your limited identification as you're going and flowing along with these thoughts about this body form that you are not. That's why Maharaj says, like, your illusory problems and all this stuff that you're suffering from is completely false. When you know yourself in a real sense, you don't have to sit there and say, oh, Maharaj, I have these family problems. I have my work problems. I have this car problems. I don't have any money. Okay, know yourself in a real sense. This dissolves. As a matter of fact, I was just reading Sriman Mahashi, and he was talking to this lady about the same thing. She kept asking question after question after question. He says, "Know the questioner, the questions will dissolve." And she was like, "Well, how am I to know the questioner?" But hello. This is the question, because you are identified with a body form, forming the concept of a question that would make sense as a body. That's why Nisargadatta Maharaj used to say, like, "I absolutely know by the way you form a question where you are, how identified you are, how deep an identification you are," even though Nisargadatta Maharaj knows absolutely you are the formless presence. Because as you know yourself in a real sense, it's not like, "Oh, I am presence, and you are just a little limited body form." No, because you know that there's nothing but presence. Whether identified with the body or not, you are. And you are regardless of this. Keith, gone. You are. John, gone. You are. Alan, gone. You are. It absolutely there. Again, appearances on presence. Maharaj says it very nicely. You are not the projections, you are the projector. The telescope is seeing, this body is seeing inside yourself, just as dream. You're seeing the dream because you're holding on to the concept of a body with eyes seeing inside. But the you that you are is the one projecting all of these dream people and the world and all the activities and impressing it so strongly that it's real.
But it's in a sense, you are also the projections because they are within you.
Yeah, but you don't want to get involved in that, because the moment you start identifying as one of the projections and say, "Oh, within a dream, this is my dream body," and then you start to figure it out or philosophize based on a body in a dream world. When you wake up, what does this matter? The same thing, when you know yourself in a real sense, then there's no more like, okay. Just like the whole stories of Brahman and who came first and Prakriti and Purusha or whatever, you know, the start of civilization, and first it was this, and then these elements were formed. If you believe yourself to be a body in a world, then this will make sense. When you know yourself in a real sense, then you understand that all these things are basically leading you back to the fact that you were prior to all that stuff happening.
So
You know,
last week you were saying about the I exist. Is that is also a thought, John?
yes, the sense of existence
Yeah.
due to body form, that is the first kind of the Maya, the illusion, the first knowingness. Formless knower is here. Now there's something to know. Dream world is projected. I exist. But you're prior to the sense of existence. That's why Nisargadatta Maharaj says, remain with the I am. Because the I am, that subtle sense of existence, that subtle, subtle, subtle presence, at first you're identified with that. And then the knowledge dawns, ooh, wait a minute. That's not my true position. Subtle sense of presence, but I know this subtle sense of presence. Whether presence is there or not, I am, because I know this subtle sense of presence. My true position is prior to the sense of existence. I exist, appeared to you. That's why Maharaj uses knock, knock on the door. Anybody there? Nobody's there. But somebody had to be there to say, nobody's there. You had to be there in order for the sense of existence to arise. Who would know the sense of I exist if there was no I that was prior to existence? And that's why I is everything. I is not individual. And it's not like your world is there because you know the knowledge of existence. And then when you're finished, body form wise, this world is gone. No. We know this. Anybody who's attended a funeral knows that when this quote unquote person dies, the whole world doesn't just blank out. And the truth is, the consciousness that believed itself to be a body for a time now no longer is seeing through that telescope. but still is seeing through this one and all these others that are looking, but it's the same. Just as in a dream, all the dream characters, they may be acting and doing all sorts of activities, but it's all you. When you wake up, you know this. And, quote, waking up is just knowing yourself in a real sense. I could not possibly be this body or any of these bodies because even the sense of presence, you say, okay, presence is holding all these bodies, but presence is known. And it's so separate. It's like whether presence is there or not, you are. Presence is felt because of body. The presence in an ant, presence in an elephant, in a tiger, in a plant, presence in you, all the same presence.
Presence is known by who?
You. The you that you are when you're not believing yourself to be Keith, and whether you are believing yourself to be Keith, it matters not. On presence, the entire illusory world has appeared. Lay down and sleep, no knowingness. Suddenly, a sense of knowingness, boom, dream world is created, identification with the body form. In a dream world, scenes are happening and different talking and joking and having a good time or swimming or whatever, seeming so real at the time. You wake up, oh, just a dream. The wake up, just a dream, is when you know yourself in a real sense. Oh, just a dream.
So my mind wants to say that there's one who there's one am or one who, but that's still just a concept, but it's not really presence.
Mind came along with the body. Remember, mind cannot project any images, thoughts, ideas, or pictures that are not in the illusion because body came along, mind, ego, intellect.
Right.
But it's all within the illusion.
Like a
Mind does not know what was prior to the illusion because mind was created in the illusion. The concept of mind was created because of the concept of body in the illusion.
kind of like a feedback loop in a way, right?
Well, it only knows illusion. Every thought, every picture, every whatever you want to call.